to another episode of We the People Radio. So for context, in case we play this again, since our archives go back 10 years, it is April the 5th, 2020. And we're in a unique time period at this point. We'll discuss more of that today, the unique time period. Bill's having problems with his microphone. Every time he lets go of it, it flies up toward the ceiling. So I'm Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Oh, there you go.
There we are. And our sponsor is Pape Machinery. Pape Machinery is our local John Deere Honda steel dealer. And they do everything, tractors, implements, you need it, they have it. Got a great supply on hand right now. Go by and see them if you need any work done in the shop. They're not backed up now at all. And go by and drop it off. They'll get it fixed up for you. You can reach them at 226-9226. They're at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
There you go.
Okay, so I know you're going to find this shocking, but we're going to talk about China today again. And for those of you who maybe haven't heard the show before, our website is wethepeopleradio.us. We make a unique page for every single show we do. And the shows that we do, when we kind of get on a series, the first one we did was really on Islam, and we did a series on South Africa, and we do other things in between. But when we kind of get on a roll with one topic, I put a tab at the top of the page for you, so you can look at all the shows just with that topic. You don't have to fan through 10 years of archive. So there's a tab at the top called China, and I would encourage you to take a look at that, because there's a lot of great background information to what we're seeing now happening in real life. I think that, oddly enough, our guests prepared us very well for what we were going to see, even though we obviously didn't mean to do that. And today we have Dr. Shizong Chen, and he has been with us before. And hold on here, I'm having a little technical problem. So in case we play this at some point in the future, because the information will be good pretty much forever from the sounds of it. I just want you to know that this is in the midst of the coronavirus, where everybody's not locked inside their house, but encouraged to be locked inside their house.
Shelter in place.
Yeah, they're encouraged to lock themselves. And this is like week three, maybe.
Oh, week three or four.
Like week three. So people are having sometimes a great time spending more time with their family. And then there's the other version where they were really happy to go to work and leave each other behind at 8 o'clock every day.
There's 473 tiles on my kitchen floor.
Bill's been sick this last week. He's had a lot of time on his hands. He wasn't sick with, you know, that, but he was sick.
No, I didn't have that, but...
Not with that.
Yeah.
So, do we have Dr. Chen? Did we figure out our Skype phone conundrum there? All right. He's been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. He has founded, co-founded, or been spokesperson for a number of organizations concerning China, and has spoken extensively on issues related to China. He was born in China in 1962. At 15, he entered the gifted program at China University of Science and Technology and came to the U.S. in 1982. He studied and received his Ph.D. in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego, and currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. So before you change the channel, we have to always give the disclaimer, we're not actually going to talk about microbiology today, so don't be afraid.
Dang it, you told me we were.
But we do have an actual scientist on the phone, so we won't just be shooting from the hip either, which is happening a lot. The 24-hour news cycle has a lot of shooting from the hip, and that's never a good place to go. We had kind of started a topic, or kind of, I guess, waded into a topic that we didn't have time to cover a few weeks ago. And so I thought it would be good for Dr. Chen to come back, and we could chat more about that. I told him he could start it however he wanted. No pressure.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, we can.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you are. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay. You can hear me well, right?
Yep. We're all good.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming back, and thank you for listening to this. And there are so much news out there. I mean, it's pretty much the dominant, quite properly, it's the dominant news. So, I'm sure, you know, our viewers can get more than enough news from, you know, whatever media they're accustomed to. So I will only bring up a few relevant ones. Attorney General William Barr, I think it was yesterday, in his tweet, commented on a video that leaked from China. It's about a Chinese, worker grabbing the face mask that the factory produces and use it to clean his shoes.
Oh, that's great.
All right. And then another, of course, Attorney General is not happy about it. You can look that up. We can come back and talk what it means. Second news related to that is China either, you know, donated, it claimed to be donated, or whatever. They may be sold to Pakistan, whatever, that come from China. The face masks. And Pakistan find out those are made with underwear material. And so, now this is Pakistan. The best friend, the closest ally of the CCP for years. Yeah. And yet another related news is from January to February. China mobilized all its, you know, contacts and companies, including Poly. The Poly Group is China's arms production and sales company. If people do not know about it, it's one of the most profitable business that CCP runs. And this company is mobilized, including some Chinese business people in the United States. Right. For the month, they purchased, $2 billion face masks from worldwide. Now, those $2 billion face masks certainly was not used in China. It's just a fact that they're not used on the people that the main need in China. So it's unknown what that $2 billion purchase is for. One of the possibilities, the world should look into it, but certainly one potential aim is to deplete world what they would need, right, for face masks. And that couples from the CCP threat of cutting off the world supply medicine production, because a lot of the supply chain of medicine through this globalization movement has been moved to China. China, I think, owns three-quarter of the world's production supply chain of basic medicines.
I think people are going to be rethinking that now and in the future. We have to take a really quick break, but we will come back. And just for reference, when the CCP is mentioned, that's the Chinese Communist Party. That's kind of not really in our lexicon, but it's creeping in. You start seeing it in articles and whatnot. So that CCP is the Chinese Communist Party, just for reference. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Can do what you like.
Yeah, you
as
can.
Long as it's in your house.
As long as it's in your house. Yeah.
Yeah. People are struggling with that in a lot of cases, and businesses are closed, and that is a huge issue. So we've got a lot of things to sort out going forward.
Well, I think we totally took advantage of certain businesses just always being there, and now we go out and I'm going to run over and do. Nope, they're not there.
They're not there.
Everybody is shut.
So, anyway, I guess you already knew that. But, I don't know, who knows? Maybe people 5 years from now will be like, you guys did what? It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out in hindsight. I think that's...
5 years from now, they'll be saying, you actually
stay
have
healthy
stores
so you, can
you go to
find
for
out
food?
How the story ends.
You didn't have to hunt for your food?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Actually, it was hunt for your toilet paper.
Oh, that's true.
That is,
the hunter-gatherers
That
did.
Is the quest
they
these days.
They were successful. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Chen. I know you had sent me an email that was kind of because we've talked about kind of the spiritual side of this and what's behind the Chinese Communist Party and kind of what makes them tick, why they are or how I should say they are so different from us, and kind of there's a spiritual side to this virus. Behind the scenes, I guess, it shouldn't be ignored. It's a big, I guess, can we say red flag?
Right.
I guess it's a big red flag.
Right. So we can come back to there's some other news also
that's
relevant, but I'll come back to that because you know all these are all together, but I want to you know there you're not. News outside the United States that's worth covering, but I want to give you a unique news that's inside the United States that I may be the first one to discover less than a day ago, just precisely last night at 9 o'clock. I look at the infection. There's a tracking, there are sites that are tracking the cases in the United States, right? And so gather those data, analyze it, and normalize the data. Because some states are larger than others, they're much larger than others. So to be fair, so I divided the cases by the population, so express it as infection per 1,000 K. And then I did a ranking of those and I correlated that with the state's governments. Basically, I divide them up by, the three branches, the governor and the equivalent of House, that's assembly, state assembly, and then the equivalent of Senate. The state senate. All right? And look at them divide them, well, basically categorize them, list them as, you know, the two-party Democratic Party and then Republican Party and things like that. So I will give the governor two points because the governor has more power. And then assembly one, and then the Senate one, and then just basically, so say for example, if the governor is a Republican Party, and then Assembly is Democratic Party, and then House is Democrat Party, then they even out, okay? So,
oh, I see what you mean.
Right. And then if they're both Democratic Party, then it's a Democratic plate, a state. Right? So I list that. Get ready for this. We have 50 states. The top 15 states with the worst infection, top 15 states, are all either Democrat dominant or they cancel each other out. So let me read down. New York, New Jersey, Louisiana. Those are Louisiana cancel out. The governor is Republican Party. The other two houses are Democratic Party. Right. And then Massachusetts, Connecticut, Michigan, Washington District, Columbia, Washington State, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Rhode Island, Vermont, Delaware. The next state, Georgia, 16, that's Republican state. It has Republican governor and the two houses Republican. Okay. So the first 15 states, they account for more than 70% of the coronavirus cases in the United States. All right. Whatever it means, right, that this is a fact. Right. Maybe there are other ways to look at the fact, but this is hard, cold data. So
interesting way to sort it out.
Yeah.
Is this what molecular biologists do for fun when they're trapped in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. So that's how we scientists look at data, right? Of course, there's other ways scientists look at data, just total denial. But let's just, this is worldwide, but I want to, pull our eyes back. Just look at the United States for now. The way I look at it is we are under invasion. United States is now invaded by a enemy. But in this case, this enemy may not, okay, let's assume it doesn't have a mind. It may not have a mind, but maybe it has, okay? But it doesn't matter. Okay, let's look at that first, that we are under invasion. All right. So this brings me back to the one of the speech that Lincoln gave back in 1833. The Springfield speech. Springfield, Illinois speech. And he asked a question. President Lincoln asked a question. At what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? He meant by, danger to America. I answer, if it ever reaches us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our luck, be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. So, it is time, I think, very serious, that now, not ever since its founding has this country ever been invaded. Seriously, there was one case where in the War of 1812, the White House was burned down by the British troop, right? But at the same night, what later is known as the storm that saved Washington, blew the British away. So it was saved by the storm. Not ever since then were we seriously invaded. People may not view this coronavirus as the invasion. Maybe later we'll think of it again. Right? We can revisit. But then the same president later said in his second inauguration speech, quoted Bible, he said, woe unto the world because of us, right? Famous inauguration speech. And in fact, to me, that's not a speech. That's not an inauguration address. The whole thing is a sermon. And President Lincoln quoted from Bible, quoted and quoted. It was a sermon. And so now we should look, if we look at this woes unto offense, then we should look what offense America might have committed. And this is what we have been consistently throughout this program before the coronavirus, right? So, Aaron has pointed out earlier, we have since last July, we have not intentionally, but we laid background that leading to this. And so today, I hope that we have time to revisit some of the things we have laid down before and what might have the United States or America have done to cause this invasion. And then we can examine whether this disease or this plague may have its own mind. Now, to substantiate that, let me give you a whole list of other data. Which I think through this data, we might agree that this, the CCP virus. Okay. By the way, just a couple of days ago, a congressman did a survey of his own, and he gave four choices of how to name this virus. And two of the top names that wins out. Number one is the CCP virus. It wins out 52%.
How many times did you vote in that poll?
I didn't
stuff
even know
the ballot
that
box.
I didn't even vote. I didn't even know the poll. I just know the result. CP is 52%, and the Wuhan virus is 24%, and the others are the remaining. Okay.
Huh. Well, I guess people are pretty clear on maybe where it originated. We have to take a really quick break, and we're going to come right back with our guest, Dr. Chen. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Stand so close to me.
That was my song I found last night. I asked Ashley, I'm like, did anybody play that yet? That was a keeper. And it was kind of funny because it was done by the police. So that made it twice as funny. I guess if we can laugh about it. If we can't laugh about it, I guess we're doomed. So, all right, back to you, Dr. Chen. Sorry, before we derail you.
So, yeah, okay, so let's look at a few more data of this virus and see if it has its own mind. Okay. The CCP virus is what we call it now, okay? We know that on March 1st, the interview there, program there, I gave the data that there were a survey of a group of practitioners, Falun Gong practitioners. They call their close and distant family members, and over 30,000 of the people they surveyed, none of them were infected, and this number has they did a survey for 2 weeks, and the number get close to 40,000, and I think they stopped then. So we know, in fact, no Falun Gong practitioners. There are also many stories now came out that in China, many infected ones were cured when they chant Falun Dafa is good. Falun Dafa is another name for Falun Gong. Falun Dafa is wonderful. Zhen Shan Yan is wonderful. Zhen Shan Yan is the principle that the Falun Gong practitioner follows. Zhen Shan Yan is Chinese. The English translation would be truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. And then we also know that Taiwan and Hong Kong, despite their being the closest to China of all places in the world, those two places are closest to China. Yet they have been minimally affected by the CCP virus. Taiwan, as of now, has about 364, I think, infection cases. And in Hong Kong, has 890 something. It's less than 900. So they've been minimally affected by CCPR despite, how close they are. So there could be many different explanations, including categorical denial. But one explanation that I know is that, these people, all the examples I gave above or region have, they have resisted or are taking actions to resist the CCP. And as a result, they are protected from the CCP virus. Right? And then the next group, interestingly, Russia and Mongolia have been relatively safe from the CCP virus. You wonder why. And maybe that's due to their antagonistic relationship with the CCP.
Right. I thought maybe it was because they knew propaganda when they heard it. So when China said nothing to see here, move along, and Russia's like, we're closing the border.
Probably. Right. Anyway, they have a contagious relationship with China. Now let's look at some other countries. We also know those countries and regions heavily infected by the CCP virus have a close relationship with and have contributed significantly to the CCP surge. Right, and this includes the United States, unfortunately, Italy, Spain, Germany, France, many of the European countries. Now, of the countries that have close relationship with China, African countries, they do have a close relationship with the CCP, but they too have being relatively safe from the CCP's rise, and you wonder why. And maybe, again, and this is just one way to look at it, my way to look at this is that due to their lack of resources or limited capacities, they have contributed little to the CCP's rise. And as a result, maybe they have been only hit lightly. Despite the fact that most of African countries have, compared to European countries, has much backward medical conditions. Right? Yet they're not hit so hard. So now the situation in the United States is complex. Right? But if we look at a map closely, right, and I just, you know, gave one example, the top 15 state, but if we look at the map even closer, the New York State, which is by far, you know, the worst infected state, is home, is actually the capital of both finance and news media. And in this program, we may talk about it later again, but we have talked about there are four forces that has contributed to both deceiving Americans from knowing, you know, the United States, I call it falsion, deal with China. So the four sources have kept Americans from knowing the truth about China, and they are our politicians, our large corporations with their powerful lobbying machinery, our news media. Of course, news media is also a business, a large business, but they're unique business. And then a lot of the intellectuals that has put out theories to justify the pro-CCP relationship with, you know, China. So those four forces, right, have been the cause of us not knowing this real situation. So of those four forces, New York is home, a capital to two of them. Wall Street is in New York. And Wall Street contributes the most of all forces. Wall Street contributes the most to the CCP's rise. Of course, in media, right, contribute mightily. And they are also, now we know, as a fake news. I hope your station would lead in a surge of new generation of media that will start to speak candidly about the truth. Okay, so New York and California and Washington State are home to some of the largest companies that have contributed to the most to the CCP's rise, including Apple, Microsoft, Boeing, Cisco, Google. So if we look at it map closely, we'll also see something. And then nowadays, Democrats, particularly those on the far left, they want this country to go socialist. And what is socialism? According to Marxism's theory, socialism is the preliminary stage of communism. So there's a close connection there. So maybe this CCP virus seeks out people who are friendly to the CCP. So
at the very least, it's exposing. I know ever since we started talking to all of you back in 2018, you know, you guys have been sounding the alarm that Americans are looking right at this and not realizing what they're looking at. parroting, mm-hmm. you know, having all our manufacturing done in China, thinking that, well, if we're just friends with China, they'll just become like us. You know, if we open all of our trade there, manufacture stuff there, they're just like us, only they're in another country. And I think now perhaps.
Well, I think the things we've done in the past have set us up for this type of a scenario. We've become majorly dependent on China mm-hmm. in pharmaceuticals and in a lot of these areas. And
a lot of people have really resisted, you know, manufacturing in the U.S. You know, we have this whole global climate hoax that, you know, they want to make sure that everything is manufactured somewhere else because that's bad for the planet. However, now there's one example I read the other day was just too great. San Francisco is bringing back plastic bags at the grocery store because they figured out that everybody dragging these bags from home was loading the store up with germs.
Who'd have thunk it?
Well, people talked about that when they were trying to make the rule. They were like, hey, have you guys realized everybody's going to drag all their germs from home? Oh, it was more important to, you know, get into this plastic bag war. Well, they're coming back. So, interestingly enough, I think this may help roll back some of the idiotic things we've done. It's kind of exposing and making what's important and what's idiotic idiotic.
Yeah.
I do like that separation.
I think that's the biggest thing, is exposing the mistakes we've made in the past, and gives us an opportunity to not repeat them, number one, and to roll back some of these decisions we've made.
The things we've just rolled over for along the way. We've got to take a really quick break. Sorry. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Chet.
You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here. From the beginning.
Okay, so Dr. Chen, while we were sitting here talking to each other, and you were trapped somewhere else, and we couldn't talk to you. Obviously, the big, you know, where these big companies are and where these big cities are, you have huge numbers of people flying in and out. You have huge numbers of people crammed in there, and so I mean that's not helping.
No, they're going to be more susceptible than people in the rural areas, because we don't have that international traffic and high congestion.
How many people did you say flew in? You told me that.
It was over 400,000 people flew from China.
430,000.
Yeah, from January.
Until March?
Until, I think it was March. Over 400,000 people flew to the United States. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but when something like this, when you have a virus being transmitted globally, it's going to hit our high density areas first. And I think that's why New York is getting so badly pounded. They got two big international airports right there where tons of people are flying in. And then once it started, you're living so close together. You're packed in like sardines. People are more apt to get it.
The really nice part of it.
That's Dr. Bill's theory.
Yeah, you go, Dr. Bill. Neither a doctor nor a scientist, anyone here. But, you know, the other thing of it is I'm seeing maybe a little bit more of we take a big hit here in the rural areas. You know, a lot of the people who live in the cities think, you know, why would you want to live out there? You don't have as many restaurants, you don't have play, you know, as many plays, you don't have all the social stuff. I think people might be reevaluating, and that's not bad. You know, people are figuring out what's important.
Well, how crowded is one way to look at, but not all places are like that. You know, not all the 15 top states that have worse infections are as crowded as New York.
True.
Louisiana, Illinois, Colorado, Rhode Island, those are far away from any major international airport, right? And Hong Kong, Taiwan, they're much more crowded than New York.
Oh yeah,
well, that's true.
And so, and somebody called in and we knew that but didn't say it, that the president stopped the flights coming in from China first part of February. I think it was like the 3rd or something, which didn't mean that people couldn't come from someplace else.
We have to know that there are in that period of time. There are tricks around it. In fact, people share those tricks because the quarantine period of 14 days, we're just 14 days. So they fly to other places that have not stopped the flight from coming to the United States, and they park there for 14 days, and they come to the United States. So it's just not possible to stop all of that.
No,
you couldn't. And you know, we've talked before, or you know, along the way, that in the beginning of this, if who knows, it's a virus, but if they would have really contained it and not, you know, lied about it and said that they're fine, which brings me to a question: what do you actually, since you can, you know, read and understand and all Chinese, when you read all this stuff? Do you think their infection rate is actually going down in China? Or is that just another lie?
It's not much worse than lie, okay? It's there's a mechanism. There's a building mechanism, all right? And this is simply repetition from 2003 SARS. All right. So our listener may not know that the party boss from Hubei, which is the province of the epicenter of Wuhan City, was the party boss of Wuhan City and Hubei province were replaced. When the new boss came, they did a so-called review of the situation, and then at the end of the review, basically, they dictated, all right, from then on, the number can only go down, all right? So any place that has a number going up, you'll be fired.
Oh. Oh, really?
That's what happened in 2003, right? So
reported that it went, I don't want to assume.
No, it's not that you report, it's not that you report it. If in your jurisdiction, if the situation gets worse, you're fired.
Okay, if it really actually gets worse, people really get sick, not just if they report it.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just that if under your jurisdiction, you're in charge of a city or a district or community, whatever, if your number goes up, you'll be fired. Whether it's real number or reported number, whatever. So who dared to report it?
Yeah, no kidding. You could make some bad decisions with that kind of a mandate.
It's not a bad decision. It's the only decision. The only decision is to not report a case, right?
Sure.
That's how it disappeared. And this is the same in 2003. How SARS all of a sudden disappeared. So that's it's not true at all. In Okay. The virus is flaring up in China again. So pretty soon we're going to see second wave, right? And worse yet, there's now the shortage of food supply is taking place in China. A humanitarian disaster is in the making. But I want to come back to follow up on what Bill was talking about before the break.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
we have a couple minutes before we have to rudely interrupt you again. So, go
right.
Ahead.
So there was justification, or rationale, for America to have a, just strategic partnership with China. And the pretext are national interest consideration and for the improvement of China's human rights situation, right? Those are the justification. So those may seem justifiable at the beginning. However, if those claims were sincere, then those who made or those who decided on that policy would have strived hard to achieve those claims. If their claim is sincere, they will strive hard to achieve them. And if they fail them, they would have been responsible. They will feel the responsibility to compensate and examine how they have failed, and then responsible for the failure. That's not the case, however. The Faustian deal with the CCP since 1989, the Dreamforce massacre, until President Trump came to the Oval Office in 2017, right? For little over a quarter century, for that long period of time, our leaders, the seven administrations have never explained to Americans how those national interest considerations led China to be increasingly menacing to the United States. If it's a national interest consideration, it should make America stronger. No, it made the CCP ever more menacing to the U.S., right?
I'm sorry to make you take a break, but the news is going to cut us off. We will be right back after the news. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. It is April 5th, 2020. We're in Coronavirus Town. Everyone is in Coronavirus Town.
Yes, we are.
But what I want to know is, can I pay a tax to get rid of the coronavirus?
You can pay a tax to get rid of global warming.
I know. So, yeah. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's the plan.
We just need a new tax.
Exactly.
That'll get rid of it. Yep.
Just like global warming.
There you are. Bingo. I'm going to put that up for a vote.
So just so they know where to send the hate mail, I'm Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff. No relation. Our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery. Pape Machinery is our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And they do everything John Deere. So if you need a tractor, you need a mower, you need implements, go by and see them. They've got a lot of inventory right now. Their shop is not busy, so if you need something worked on, take it in there and have the guys in there take a look at it. Lots of experience there. Or you can give them a call at 226-9226 or reach them on the web at papemachinery.com. That's P-A-P-E, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah, Pape Machinery.
Spelling counts.
There you go. It does.
So, Dr. Chen, you know, we were chatting during the news. We have kind of an advantage, or maybe it's a disadvantage. We're all sitting here talking while we're on break. But before we leave the idea of, like, especially New York, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., these cities that are being hit hard by the virus, okay, you do have more people. You do have more international travel. You have all of that. But I think we also need to look at, they're all sanctuary cities. And,
right.
And they've all adopted policies where, you know, you can have just absolute filth going on in your city.
That's, well, yeah, look at the homeless populations have blossomed, and you can't control the health of those
nope.
people and the diseases they spread.
So you have a whole population that's constantly moving around in your city that you couldn't quarantine if you wanted to.
No.
And those are decisions that the people who run the city have made over time.
Mm-hmm. We just set ourselves up for this exact scenario.
Yeah. So then this shows up and it's like, oh, well, that makes perfect sense where it goes. So I'm sorry. Back to your plan. We do have an hour left, so that's kind of good, except for my rude interruptions.
Yeah. And also, before we get...
That's okay.
I also want to talk about what's happening with the WHO, too, because there were some new developments there this week that I think we should mention. But
So the guy that China put in is getting fired now or replaced or whatever they do. So does that mean they want a guy who's, like, more aligned with the CCP?
Has it taken place already?
No, not yet. They're asking for him to step down.
What's your guess, though? What that's all about?
I don't know, because I have a big question, a bigger question than that. That is, now it's basically the major countries all have drawn the conclusion that wait till this virus pass, they will go after the CCP or those who is responsible for this pandemic, right? So
I think there is a little sword sharpening going on in the background. I think you're right.
So there's this plan. Well, I'm not sure if this plan will work, because there's a big if there. Let's wait till this virus pass. What if it doesn't pass? What if the prerequisite for its pass is the elimination of the CCP? We have to consider that. And I believe that could be,
kind of like tossing someone into the volcano in the olden days. I like it.
So, you know, when we're talking about different cities' situation, you know, whether they're crowded or whether they're homeless people, or, you know, whether they're clean and filthy, we're still thinking this is medically. And that's fine. You know, I wholeheartedly want America to get a cure. But just like, you know, like President Lincoln has said before, fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray that the mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. But you know, the Almighty has his own purpose. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the week before that, not all plagues are medically curable. And the best example was the plague of the firstborn in Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of disease is that? How can it be cured? Okay? That plague not only recognized Egyptian families, it actually recognized firstborn only.
True.
Right? What kind of plague is that? Okay, I'm a scientist. And the most scientific explanation for that biblical plague is a categorical denial of its occurrence. Talking about scientific.
Mm-hmm.
We are facing...
Ignore at your peril.
Right. We are facing another plague that may defy scientific explanation. So, until we find out root cause, what causes this, we may not find its cure. And so I would like to go back to, the news break, as, what we were talking before the news break. Right, so, our policy makers never explained to Americans how those national interest considerations left China to be increasingly menacing to the United States, right? But nor have they given an accounting of how their promotion of China's human rights led to more and more victims. China's human rights have been going down, throughout their, their policy period for the past quarter century, little over a quarter century. Right? In fact, their complete lack of concern for the victims is very telling. Right? Those victims, more and more victims, piles up as a result of their policy failure. And this proves that their lack of concern for them proves that they were never sincere in their lofty claims of promoting human rights in China. In fact, they took advantage, and think about this, they took advantage of the victims' plight to justify their deals with CCP. Right? Just name a few. From the most favored nation status in the old Bush period, to delinking with human rights from trade under Clinton, and then from the admission of China to WTO to the 2008 Olympics. Right. Those are the major opportunity, our policy, our president's claim that are opportunities to give China incentive to induce the CCP to improve human rights. However, each time after this opportunity failed, they never bothered to examine how it had failed. They simply move on to the next opportunity to make deals with the CCP in the name of improving China's human rights. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
How sincere were they?
Not
yet.
Well, they always put it as like, we're going to talk about it later. We're going to get this all arranged, and then we're going to go back and we're going to work with them on that. When, I mean, and obviously anybody who's ever even raised a dog or a kid, I mean, if it doesn't work with kids and dogs, it's not going to work there either. And there are no consequences. They've given everything up, and now they're going to go back and try to get them to change their whole program. Unlikely. Sorry, I have to interrupt you again. Quick break. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Okay. Pardon that interruption. Carry on.
Right. So we're talking about, you know, those claims are insincere. But that's in China. So far away. However, we forgot that those who deceive others must deceive themselves first.
Makes sense.
Right? So the resulting hypocrisy in that part of the policy and the deception result from that insincerity are the most damaging part of this fortune deal with China, with the CCP, to America's public life. It comes home. The hypocrisy and deception there comes home. Our politicians, the big business and their lobbying machine, the news media that we talk about, and the intellectual, have all contributed to the deceiving the American public in regards to the U.S.-China policy. However, that kind of hypocrisy and deception, corrupted our own policy as well, making but not keeping lofty campaign promises. Political correctness, bias reporting, and cover-up, we talked about this before. These are what American politics is now, and we can trace all this to the Fauci deal with the CCP. Look at today, right? Why just fulfilling his campaign promise get President Trump attacked crazily from fake news?
There's only one setting there. It's they have to hate him 24/7. It's like a weird requirement.
Right, and also when the president fulfilled his campaign promise and when he speak candidly, why they went crazy? That's because that goes against the way they do business nowadays. I came to the United States in 1981. Even to me, right, this country has changed beyond recognition just in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah, since the 80s. I mean, if you tried to tell people back then that this would be happening, they'd swear you're off your rocker. You're totally crazy. It's never going to happen. And yet, right, here we are.
Well, look at look at some of the nutty stuff. You know, the whole gender thing. There was a meme that came out. It said they give the count of how many men get this and how many women get this. But what about the other 57 genders?
57 genders.
I was like, oh yeah, what about that? See, all those things. I just am watching them. It's coming through humor. Maybe that's just my medium. You look at that kind of stuff, and that's all seems foolish now.
It does.
With the backdrop of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the benefit.
Yeah. Now, the analysis that I did earlier that are my ranking, okay, that's cold data. Like the top 15 states or Democrat dominating state have the worst infection, right? Many people will not be happy to hear about that. And I don't know what they will be cursing me about right now.
Well, the good thing is you're in an undisclosed location.
But this CCP virus puts us in a more clear perspective. It's time for us to ask, is politics or our own life more important?
Yeah, right. And what's a contributing factor? You know, it's almost like when you have a medical condition, like anything. You know, you have, you have diabetes, then you're supposed to stop eating sugar. Okay, so if your country basically bursts into flames over a virus and the policies that you have currently are feeding it, stop feeding it.
Yeah.
Doesn't take a genius to figure that out. I'm kind of hoping that is the really, really good side effect of this. And the fact that everybody knows what the CCP is now. Can you remember back? Well, I remember when we first started, when we spoke with June back in 2018, and she was talking about the CCP, and I had to keep stopping her. Okay, that means the Chinese Communist Party, because I knew people were going, what is she saying? That is becoming, I don't want to say a household word, because that makes it sound nice, but it's becoming something that people know, and that's good.
Well, that I'm hoping will be the one good thing that comes out of all this is people will now open their eyes to how susceptible we are in so many areas of our lives. When we get through this, we need to make some big changes.
Sure. And that China isn't just like us with more people and in another
country.
They're
really not working with us. They're working against us.
I think this exposes a whole lot. Which is probably what you're kind of excited about as you're watching all this. If you could be excited about anything, it's got to feel kind of good for all of the things you have known all along to be finally coming to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, last year, last July, when we started out this program, I knew this is the direction to go. I don't know what will exactly happen. But this coronavirus, it's going to come. If it's not coronavirus, it will be another virus. If it's not another virus, it will be another disaster. It's just the world does not know. We have already been locked out several times.
Mm-hmm.
There were other outbreaks in China that the world just didn't know. That, maybe the divine gave us opportunity to stop them, but we
ignored it.
Right, we keep ignored it. Well, and now it comes, right? And so I want to go back to our hope that, the whole world is saying now, maybe not the whole world, a lot of people are saying now, okay, let's get this virus over. And after it, we're going to go after accountability, go after the CCP. Well, maybe that's wishful thinking. Maybe it would require us to get rid of the CCP before this virus would even go away. Remember, the Civil War, right? Again, we'll go back to American history. Right. And President Lincoln talked about it. Right. And again, he said, the root cause of this war was the slavery. Right. And if this root cause of the CCP war is the CCP,
that's true.
Would it be curable until we remove it? We may hope. We may ask for it, but then it may not come to that way. And so why is this CCP so particular? We talked about before in this program. What does the CCP represent? There were conflicts before. There are ideological conflict, there are interest-based conflict, we talked about that before. But CCP is the, let's again take United States history as an example, right? And, President Lincoln talked about, both sides from the Civil War, they studied the same Bible, they prayed to the same God, and, they asked God to help them. in President Lincoln's word is that it's strange that man would dare to ask God's assistant to wring their blood from another man's sweat, right? So the worst, that's the worst we have done, even in our darkest hour. Some American, the worst that some American have done is to ask God's assistant to do something that they should not have done. That's the worst we have done. But at least they're reading the same Bible, they're praying to the same God. Now, when we make the fortune deal with the CCP, we have bring, our politicians have brought American down to the level to accept the evil's assistant to exploit other people. That's a whole lot different level. You know, our shining city on the hill has been brought down by our politician to the swamp of strategic partnership with the evil. Now, some people may object my use of the evil. So let's look at what the CCP is. The CCP is the only regime in history that's against all beliefs, all faith. So it's not atheist regime, it's an anti-theist regime. In fact, it's not only against all religion. It prohibits people from knowing the existence of hell and Satan.
Oh, that's true. If there is no God, there is no devil.
Right?
Wow.
If they prohibit people from knowing there's hell, there's Satan. They're more evil than the Satan.
That's a great way, great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Let's ponder that for 5 seconds, because I have to interrupt you again. I can't believe it.
No problem.
Our little breaks go so fast. But, you know, while you were saying that, I was copying that from the email I have on the page for today, and I was adding it to the top of the page because you had written to me yesterday, the shining city on a hill was brought down to the swamp of strategic partnership with the anti-theist CCP, and the CCP virus came. So as I was copying and pasting that, you were saying it. So I think that really is part of the theme of today. If we skip everything else and we boil it down, that's the super important takeaway. We will be right back with our guest, Dr. Chen. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Don't stop believing.
Couldn't resist.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, we played Don't Stand So Close to Me, and then, you know, maybe when we get done with that part, we can play more, you know, James Brown.
Of course.
Carry on, Dr. Chen. Oh, but before you do, you know, we kept kind of talking about what you were saying, and honestly, back, you know, when I was a kid in the 60s, and morality was important. I mean, that was in school. Not so much anybody was teaching religion, although I did go to Catholic school.
Now, political correctness is more important. Yep. Political correctness replaces morality. Do you realize that?
Yeah. And so as we have slowly but surely taken any type of, well, in the name of equalizing the religious aspect, they've taken all the morality out. So when you take all the morality out, making a deal with the devil, I mean, that's why there is that expression, is okay. You know, we can't have any morality in our politics. Because if we did, we wouldn't do business with people who basically promote slave labor and involuntarily harvest the organs of their citizens.
Yeah, that's how you make it okay.
Yeah. So yeah. It's taken a long time. And that's also what socialism does. You know, that's how you get to communism, is you have no morality, you have no values. So, you know, the state is the boss of you. I don't think that's what most people think is going to happen. I mean, I'm not sure people have fully grasped that.
We'll come back to that, and I hope this will lead back to this and understand why this virus may never go away until we clear out its root cause. And I thank your station and you too for bravely talking about this topic. This is a sensitive topic, as you said. You know, I agree with you. This is an extremely important topic we talk about, yet it's a sensitive topic to talk about, because when people talk about religion, talk about belief, they feel uncomfortable. Why? That's due to numerous inter and intra-religious conflicts and persecution throughout history.
Sure. Right?
People have been sensitized to be defensive against religions that are different from their own, right? But if we take a step back and let go of those historical grudges and look for commonalities of all, you know, different religions, we find, to me at least, we find faith to be the belief in the existence of a higher realm above human beings and the possibility to reach that higher realm by following higher teaching. There may be different higher teachings, but the existence of higher realm is common, right? The teachings may vary, but the existence of higher realm, that's a common, right? And then at the same time, we also believe that if we betray those higher teachings, that will condemn us to a terrifying existence of lower existence. Existence below human being. So there's human being, there's above human being, and below human being. And that, you know, where we are, it depends on how we behave. Right? And so that's common. If we talk about that, then that should take away the sensitivity of different religions. Right? But the CCP is a single regime that I said normally prohibit all religions. It even prohibit people from knowing the existence of hell and Satan. The CCP truly is the evilest of all evil. Specifically, it's more evil than Satan. But look now in this country, as the CCP virus is ravaging our land, who are defending the CCP now in the United States? ABC, CBS, NBC, those fake news. They are praising the CCP, yet attacking President Trump. Think about that. Mm-hmm. How do we get rid of the CCP virus while this is going on? The CCP virus has every excuse and ground to stay in the United States because there are people welcoming. And this is, I think, this is very important.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to talk about what happens when you throw away your morals and what the consequences of that is. That, like you said, the below human state. If you don't talk about it, then it's not real and nothing will happen. But where I think we're seeing that now. And I think people are starting to realize that we have to do things differently than we have in the past. And a big part of that is, recognizing that there's a higher authority. And, you know, with the CCP, their belief is there is no higher authority. They are the highest authority.
Yep. Government is the higher authority.
That's right. And you believe in them and bar all else. And we're just not that way. And when you have people standing up and supporting that, maybe they don't believe they're supporting it in that way, but they are.
But that's the outcome.
That's the outcome. They're going to
exactly.
end up with that result. And that's the dangerous part.
It is super important. You know, I know, and you know it, we all know it, that, you know, America still believes in higher authority. Yet our action, if our action support the most evil regime to deny, to attack the higher authority, and that effect, right? And there are people doing that on behalf of the United States. It's not all America, mind you, right? It's, as I said, our politicians, our conglomerates, our media, our intellectuals. They are the ones doing it. But regardless, they did it on behalf of the United States. Right? So even the majority of Americans do not do that, and they may not be aware of it, but the damage is done.
Well,
damage is done, somebody. No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if you think about it, the vast majority of people in this country, it's not the laws that keep them from committing crimes. They don't commit crimes
exactly.
because it's not right to do that. So you don't make laws for moral people; you make it for immoral people. And so when you say there is no more right and wrong, there is no more morality, there is no more, value to that, then your laws are everything, and everybody's breaking them because nobody cares.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the seriousness of this topic, and as I said, I hope there's a cure. No, human being would hope against this cure. But if this virus is that nature, if this virus is the CCP, there's a specter behind it, a dark force behind it. Until we eliminate that, there may not be a cure. And so that is.
That's a serious point to ponder. Because right now we're being bombarded with all the science talk. Everybody's learning about, what you do all day, molecules and all that. And obviously people are scrambling for different things. If they're not working, if their kids are home, all the things that go on in people's lives that have been upended. And that's taking up a lot of space. But. Mm-hmm. I think as this goes on, your point is well taken, that if we're going to be in a bind. I didn't actually swear that little dead space. I didn't actually say anything bad. I should have. Maybe let's find out how quick Ashley is on the button. We should take a really quick break so we don't jam it up to the end of the hour. And we'll be back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
Even Jackson Browne supporting our mission here.
That's right.
All right, fire away. We've got like 11 minutes of uninterrupted airtime for you.
Great. So now we talked about that evil force, the CCP. And I also mentioned a survey that some paranormal practitioner did in China. And so Falun Gong, it is the CCP, it's this evil of CCP that Falun Gong practitioners have resisted by itself for the past 21 years, since 1999. And the world have just stand by silently watching this unfold. Right? Some have argued, including some of my best friends, that the United States does not owe the Chinese people support in their struggle for human rights and freedom.
That we don't owe them?
We don't owe the Chinese people support in their struggle.
Wow, that's a great attitude, as my mother would say.
It's common, and if the United States doesn't owe it, and, other countries certainly won't either, right? However, human rights are humanity's common value, gained at the cost of millions upon millions of lives. We owe it, if we owe it not to the Chinese, at least we owe it to those victims, that their sacrifice and sufferings will not be in vain. Okay. To say the very least, we should not make any people's struggle for basic rights more difficult.
That's true. If you don't want to help fix it, at least don't contribute to it, I guess.
Right. Unfortunately, the fortune dealers from the United States, on behalf of the United States, have made the Chinese people polite more severe, especially so for Falun Gong practitioners. But, divine beings are here.
Are the Falun Gong practitioners really the main resistance to the CCP?
So far it has been. There were other resistance, but Falun Gong practitioners are the only one that has been able to withstand the CCP's persecution, still standing in China. Let me give you a blatant, the worst situation of making more difficult for people's plight in China. So, the Pope or the Catholic Church, until this last hope, the last pope, have always stood up against the CCP in its right of naming archbishops, other church leaders in China. So that's their hope. That's the Catholic or Christians' hope in China. But this current pope has given that away.
Mm-hmm.
Is he helping or dashing the hope of those people?
Yeah, I would say the latter.
And that is why Italy is bad enough, is severe enough in the coronavirus infection. Vatican, their infection rate is 10 times higher. Go check out.
Oh, inside the Vatican?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, I think
that's interesting.
I think if we were in court and that was the evidence you were bringing, I think now the jury's like turning. They're flipping. They're flipping your way. That's interesting. I haven't seen that, but I haven't looked for it either.
There are a lot of data there. You know, people may not like to look at them. Maybe they're still in total denial. I'm sure the fake news are still in total denial in their, you know, babbling of defense of the CCP, how great CCP is leading the world in fighting disease. Right? But
yeah, they actually go so far as to say we want to be just like China. We need to do exactly what China's doing. And it's like, do you guys really actually know what they're doing? It's kind of spooky.
It's very disappointing.
So Bill mentioned earlier about WHO in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so time to bring that up again. So a Hong Kong reporter asked the assistant director of, of the WHO about, you know, Taiwan's done very well in defense against the coronavirus. That assistant director refused to answer a question after cut her off. It was a video interview, right? And refused to answer a question. So I don't know the fate of the WHO, and that the same director has claimed that if he ever gets infected by the coronavirus, he will have the CCP to treat the infection. Be careful what you wish for. But in this case, it's worse. It's not so much of your personal wish. WHO is an entity, world entity. Your personal preference counts for little, very little, if nothing, if anything. When it comes to such a major issue, that WHO is still cutting out Taiwan, who has done the best so far, from World Health. I think the whole WHO needs to go. We don't want it. And I have said before, WHO should immediately return the $20 million that the CCP have donated to it back to Wuhan. But again, I want to go back to the Falun Gong. And that explains, I think, why Falun Gong practitioners have been able to resist the CCP virus and why. You know, I have cited state of this survey before, and Bill has asked why. At that time, you know, we haven't got enough to see to elaborate that this virus may not be a pure medical problem. Right? And now, I think we have enough information to say this is not a pure medical issue. So, it could be a spiritual issue. It could be a higher issue. And so my, suggestion for a lot of people is maybe they want to look up what Falun Gong is about. And it's time to look around. Right? You don't have to just look into Falun Gong, but whatever you do, get as far away from the CCP. Not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, ideologically, whatever way. And that will keep you safe. But that may not be enough for the world to get rid of this CCP. We need to get rid of for the world to get rid of the CCP virus, we may need to get rid of the CCP first. And there are those people who are still fond of the CCP, like the fake news, maybe the problem will take care of itself, because we already know that the CCP virus like the people who like it.
Yeah, that's true. Why? Just obviously, no one's ever going to have a definitive answer, but why do you think the media carries water for the CCP?
They benefit from it. And they're the result of this, as I said earlier, the current political environment is the result of the CCP's evasion and corruption of what was what used to be our national ideals. I'm sure we'll come back to this program. I would like to, speak about there. I would like to speak about America's history, why we have a national ideal. America is not not just another country.
Right. And I think I think it would be important maybe to line out for people what they're – I think people are looking at this. Americans are looking at this, and they don't realize what they're seeing, They're staring right at propaganda from the Chinese Communist Party, and they don't even know – they think it's something that, they thought of here.
Yeah.
And that's why your program is so important.
Because we have time to go through it, right?
No, you have the courage to go through it. You are so politically incorrect, do you realize?
Right.
It is sort of a sickness.
Well, the thing that kind of frightens me, too, is...
You should not be laughing. You should be shivering. You should be shaking.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking it was our superpower. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't think people should be fooled one bit that this is the last virus that we're going to see come out of China. This may be one of the worst ones that's come out, but I don't think it'll be the worst if we don't make some changes and recognize it for what it is.
True. So. We are flat out of time. Yet again, we have zipped right through 2 hours. Thank you so much, Dr. Chen. I am sure we'll be chatting again soon. You've been listening to We the People. You can find everything about the show and the commercial-free archives for your use at wethepeopleradio.us.
Thanks, Dr. Chen.
Thank you.